This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
So you've found a new little rabbit hole of the internet, Lisa, and you're happy to be there.
I did not find it. It found me.
Okay.
For the record, shirtless men making pottery. That's all over my timelines right now. TikTok, Facebook.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a new thing. And they're getting so much traction if they don't wear a shirt while making beautiful pots and mugs.
Wow.
I love when they look at the camera after their masterpiece is done with like their proud smirk, and they usually have really cute dimples. I don't know what's going on, but it's very distracting. I did share one of them to Play107's Facebook page if anyone wants to go see what I'm talking about.
That's not what Play107's Facebook page is for,
I know.
Lisa.
As soon as I posted it, I was like, is this too far?
A little raunchy.
It is a bit raunchy. There was a guy wearing a shirt on TikTok.
But that's not the one you shared.
No, he was still hot. He had this like Pete Davidson vibe. He was tall and lanky.
He still lived with his mom.
I was going to say, it looked like he didn't have a job. And I was so into it. But yeah, not getting too much traction on our Facebook page. It's not doing as good as I thought it would. Maybe I'm the only one that's enjoying this.
You're the only one who wakes up and is like, you know what would go good with this morning coffee? Pervert pottery.
Don't call it that.
Play 107.
It's time for the sound off. We will both make noises. The goal is to try to make the other person laugh.
Yeah, we've seen this online before. It's a fun game, and we highly recommend it if you're on a road trip or you're driving with your toddlers, your kids. It is so fun to play with children.
Yeah, I feel like I played it before I saw it online, but
maybe not.
I don't know for sure. But I have been playing it for a while with my daughter, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
No, okay.
Is that it?
No, that wasn't my sound.
You just made a weird noise.
No, I was preparing for the weird noise.
Okay.
Ready?
Solid. Almost got me. I like the second part of the noise. I didn't expect it. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
My turn.
No.
Come on.
No.
That's funny.
No? Okay.
You almost got me. I felt, you know when you're trying really hard not to laugh and your throat kind of, your cheeks start to tingle a little bit? Kind of like before you're going to vomit?
Yeah.
That happened.
Okay.
Okay, this is the last round.
Well, yeah, I guess.
One of us needs to laugh. Do we just keep going until somebody laughs? We'll be here all day.
Maybe we have to.
You're not funny. Okay. Chaka.
No.
I'm running out of sounds.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Wait, I already started laughing. That's not fair. Okay, go. Does it count as a laugh if I just went?
107.
Over the past year, not going out as much as you usually would, not seeing a lot of people, you have a lot of extra time. With time to pursue new hobbies, 6 out of 10 people have leveled up, and 40% of the people polled said that they're going to start making money off of their hobbies. So this is creating things, painting, you know, whatever it is that you've been doing with your spare time, woodwork. And how fun is that? That finally you can just relax, do what actually brings you joy, and then potentially make a living off of that? That's awesome.
Tell me something good.
I don't know how I'm going to make money off of playing NHL online. That's all I've done for the last year.
What about playing poker online while also being on a Zoom call with your friends? That's actually something you never did before this year.
I'm making some money on that.
How much have you lost?
Though? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
My story is about a new world champion. An 8-year-old cancer survivor, Lily Bumpus, is the new world record holder for the most Girl Guide cookie boxes sold in one season.
No way.
32,484.
How?
I don't know. I haven't dug in deep enough to figure out how she got that much momentum.
Is she the same girl that had a little pop-up shop outside of the weed store?
I don't think so.
No, there's girls that do that,
too. Yeah, they do quite well.
It's very smart.
Tell
me something good.
You got an interesting text this morning. I think you should just maybe read it verbatim, and then we will open the text and phone lines to get your opinions on this one, because we need some help with it.
Yeah, we do. So this was a first-time texter. Thanks for writing in. This was around 6 a.m. today, and she is listening, so any advice, like Ryder said, would be wonderful. The text says this: this weekend, I was in Banff and randomly met up with an old fling. Long story short, he spent the night in my hotel room. Hours later, I find out he's in a public relationship with another woman who I also know. All of his friends covered for him this weekend, telling me he was single despite the very public Facebook photos I found. So after telling my best friend about the situation yesterday, she decided to send his girlfriend a direct message, blowing up her boyfriend's game. At first, I was all for it. He can't have his cake and eat it too. Women need to stick together. However, it's been well over 24 hours and she has not yet seen the message. I'm now getting cold feet and thinking I should tell my friend to delete it before she can see it.
That's a thing?
I think so.
That would have saved me a lot of headaches.
Right? Sometimes I'll get direct messages, but then before I can open it, it says this is no longer available from the user. It's been unsent, and it won't even tell me who sent it.
I would say 80% of the messages I've sent after 10 p.m., I'd wake up and delete.
You're such a liar. Okay, so she's saying, what do you think? Should I keep the message where it is and allow her to know her boyfriend is a clown, or delete, delete, delete? Thoughts. Okay, so we need all of our listeners to help out with this. I did ask a couple questions just to get some more details. I asked, based off of the profile online, do they look really serious? Like, how far back do these couple photos go? I don't know if that makes a difference. Like, obviously, if this woman is posting with him, it's a lot. It's a serious thing,
right?
But she said she posted the photos on March 15th of them in Jasper. She tagged him, but he didn't like or comment on the photos. They're very visible on his account. And she seems very smitten. He has that effect on women.
I think she should 100% keep the message.
And why is that?
I was in a similar position, and I always respected and thanked the women that came to me about my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this is what a grown-up looks like. You can't get around doing these games to other women and other people. You have no idea what he's done in the past. Maybe she needs to be freed from a really toxic and abusive relationship, and she's been waiting for a message like this. Maybe he's done this in the past. You just don't even... She needs to know.
Well, it's interesting that, like, once one card falls, sometimes the whole card castle will come with it, meaning, 100%. Like, if he is doing this on a weekend in Banff and thinking you can get away with it, there's likely more incidents as well, right?
I absolutely agree with that. I think that there's probably 15 more behind her.
Exactly. There's a ton of different opinions rolling in on our text line. Some people are saying, like, your best friend shouldn't get involved, get her to delete it. If you want to reach out, do it.
For the love of God, delete the message. It's none of your business. Like, you had a one-night stand with the dude. You're not her friend.
I'm kind of with the people that are saying that it's not really the best friend's
place
to do this. If the girl involved, who was in Banff, feels the need to open up to this guy's apparent girlfriend, then that's maybe on her, not her best friend. The best friend's just looking for drama, is what Ken said.
That's what Kate said, too. Do you want to be involved with whatever drama is going to come out of this? Live and learn, delete it, and move on. So, yeah, I think it's split down the middle.
After getting everybody's opinion, we have the original texter on with us. We're going to mask the voice just to keep everything anonymous here on the show. But let's find out what she actually plans to do. Delete the message, or get her best friend to, or roll with it.
I'm going to keep the message.
Okay. And just see how the cards fall.
See how the cards fall. Your previous caller had said that she appreciated girls who had come forward and revealed information about her boyfriend and how she felt relieved about that, and how she felt like she could just, like, leave the situation much easier. Not that that's what I'm expecting, but I mean, at least this girl knows, like, hey, this is what's going on. we need to maybe just have a conversation with him. And then I feel as though my hands are kind of clean from it. I won't be walking around her feeling like I have this dirty secret that I need to keep from her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Fair enough. So, like, do you think you'll see this girl again in, like, the near future?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, I masked my voice there.
Whoa, did you hear that, though?
Oh, hello, ladies.
You should do that all the time. Hello.
Traffic. Over to you with the weather, Ryder.
Expecting highs of 12 degrees both today and tomorrow. We're at 7 right now.
Is this how it's going to be?
Yes.
Oh, no, you didn't record that.
Yes, it is. It's time for a quick round of Complaint Corner.
Yeah, why not?
What are you upset about?
The pimple in my eyebrow. Why? Mm. Why is it there and why does it hurt so much?
They really do hurt in the eyebrow, hey?
They do. I think it's in the top three most painful spots for pimples. In the nostril, on the butt cheek, and in the eyebrow.
Oh, butt cheek? No. Go inside that.
No, is that a thing?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right, I have a quick complaint corner as well.
Okay.
It just feels good to get this off your chest once in a while and vent, right?
We are always here for you. You can vent to us whenever.
Why do they make bubblies and all other forms of like flavored soda in only 12 packs?
Or only in the big cans? Why can't we have the mini ones like the Pepsi and Coke have been doing?
Or also, like, how about variety packs?
Oh.
I don't need 12 pineapple.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
So, like, make a 36-pack mm-hmm. with four different flavors and put straps on it so I can wear, like, a backpack out of the grocery store.
I feel like Costco does that. Do they not? Or do they only do one flavor of the...
It's been so long since I've been to Costco. I don't know. I don't think they have 24 packs of bubbly.
Ryder hasn't been since they stopped serving samples.
That's true, actually. Before that, it was every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's true.
Between school and my daughter's singing lessons, we just go for a samp tour.
Little samp tour.
Samp.
Samples.
It seems like when an animal is up for adoption, the way they spin it is really interesting. Like, it's a pretty unique way with words that they have.
Well, they have to romance this animal before you've even met it.
It's kind of like a realtor selling a property that's maybe not, like, pristine.
It's not perfect.
But it has a lot of character.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. we decided to write bios for each other as if they were up for adoption, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Let's get some music going for this.
Sure. I'm excited.
Meet Lisa, who is visually impaired at 31 years old and ready to find her forever home. She socializes well with others if they agree with her. If not, she needs some alone time, and after a good nap, she'll be ready to play again. Lisa has food preferences, but they change every week, so good luck keeping up with that.
No allergies, though.
She hasn't been kennel trained before, but has spent upwards of 9 hours not moving on the couch, so it shouldn't be too difficult if you load her up with snacks. Before getting Lisa, make sure you get a good brush, as she sheds excessively if she's not properly groomed.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wow, surprisingly no hair. Oh, there's one. All right, that was good. That was quite accurate. Meet Ryder. He's a Scottish Terrier. Age? We aren't sure, but judging by his bad knee, we're assuming quite old. Don't let his soulless eyes deceive you.
What?
This baby angel is a cute, cuddly, but fairly stinky boy. He has no problem peeing outside. Sometimes he can act very mature. Other days, he can be a messy, distracted floof. Ryder is still working on house training. He has some high-value treats that help him behave, such as deep-fried chicken and rye whiskey.
That doesn't help me behave.
He loves being on a leash.
What?
Ryder might need a couple tips on how to teach him how to be comfortable home alone. Before you invest in Ryder, you better be able to handle annoying random sounds every single day and excessive flatulence.
You didn't really sell that.
Well, I said what was I?
Yeah, no, there wasn't much.
What did I say that was good?
No,
peeing outside. Peeing outside is good.
Yeah, is it? So we've talked about it a few times, but I've been playing a lot of online poker with my buddies on Friday nights. We Zoom at the same time as we play.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies just told me that he's not allowed to play this Friday.
Why?
Because he's been spending too much money, his wife said. Quite often we'll play two games, so that's like $40
okay.
a weekend.
That adds up, though. If you're always losing.
Exactly. If you don't win, then that gets pricey. So his wife told him he's allowed to play once a month now. So he said, I can't do it this weekend.
Why doesn't he just lie and say he wins every week like you do?
Okay.
I'm convinced half the time you're like, I won poker tonight. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you did.
No, I can show you if you'd like.
Where are the receipts?
But it got me thinking, there's got to be other people out there that have been put on an adult allowance.
Oh, for sure. Meet any of my friends that go to HomeSense. Their husbands are like, that's enough.
Really, hey?
Oh, it's bad.
So my ex-husband used to tell me that I could not spend more than $20 on a bottle of red wine. And that wasn't going to happen. So it was boy, bye.
Okay, you're so funny.
Big deciding factor, hey?
So what's like your go-to bottle of wine now that you're free?
Yeah, very free. It's like I'm a wine snob, so I like all the high-end Australian Shirazes. Molly Duker is one of my favorites, the Boxer.
Awesome.
We'll probably have to shoot you a text from the station here and get your opinion on a few bottles.
There
but
we go.
Thank you for reaching out.
That's
appreciate
so
it.
That's so funny.
Sounds amazing. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Carol wrote in saying, by the way, Lisa, I do use a lot of floss, so you're not far off with your example. I was like, thank you. And then she goes on to say, my restriction was put on by myself. I used to go to Victoria's Secret and Pink so often. I had to tell myself that I'm only allowed to go to those stores once a month. Oh, and eBay. Buying phone cases, that's another story. Okay. Carol, sounding a bit like a hoarder. But that's okay.
And have you ever been on an adult allowance?
Yeah, I'm kind of doing that now.
What are you spending too much money on?
Eating out. Like, why do I need skip the dishes? I took it off my phone. I'm done.
Good call. I did the exact same thing. And then every time I'd still want takeout, I would make Ryder get it. And then I'd say, I'll send you $20. And then I just never sent the
money. Yeah, it's a really good system for her. She saved a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, I bet.
May seem a little strange to most, but after years of work and setting egos aside, making sure our daughter's well taken care of, and that's the priority, my ex-wife and I have developed a pretty like friendly relationship. We get along great, and she and you are good friends as well. So we have a group chat going. She just asked if we wanted anything from Costco, and I'd just like to run down the difference in our answers.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so my response was, yes, actually, a beef tenderloin that is deveined that I can break down into steaks, and Kirkland coffee beans on ground, and some hummus, the ones with the yellow lids.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's a fair load, but...
Going to Costco is such a chore. I would never reach out to people and ask them if they needed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Costco membership to begin with, but... That's just such a nice gesture.
So you'll never have to worry about that. Lisa's response to do you want anything from Costco was this. A hot dog, poutine, and ice cream.
And then I said, just kidding. But am I?
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play.